Einen schönen Morgen aus New York. Wir sind nördlich von der Stadt. Ich sitze hier neben John McLaughlin. John ist der Umfragechef von Donald Trump. Und das nicht erst seit jetzt, sondern er hat ihn schon 2016 zum Sieg begleitet. Und jetzt ist das Rennen natürlich ein ganz neues und offenbar auch ein sehr hart umstrittenes. Die erste Frage, die ich ihm stellen werde, ist: Wie knapp ist denn eigentlich das Rennen? John, it's a pleasure to be with you here in your office. This is the headquarters where all the data comes in that you then, analyze and then present to the president and tell him
Sure.
where to go, or he decides where to go. How tight is the race today?
It's very tight, and it's right now the last few days will actually determine the outcome. Because even though a lot of people have already voted in the United States, there's enough remaining vote that it's such a close race that it could decide the outcome. So when President Trump is going around to his rallies between now and Election Day and he's saying, we need to get friends and family out to vote, we need to make it too big so they can't rig it, that's what's going on right now. It's a very close election where we have slim leads, but a lead. Much better than 2020, much better than 2016, but we have a lead, and it's a narrow lead in all the battleground states, and we're tied in the national popular vote. So, in effect, those people who are deciding whether to vote on Sunday or Monday or even Tuesday, they will decide the election. But it's much better than it was in 2016, much better than 2020. If we do the right things, we should win this race. And Kamala Harris at this point, she's changed her campaign, like I've said, from a campaign where Donald Trump survived an actual assassination, but she's now basing her campaign on political character assassination, where she's just attacking him personally, and Donald Trump's talking about reducing inflation, making change so that we can secure the border, so that we can end endless wars, so we can lower crime. He's running a campaign where he's challenging her, saying, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? And the answer is no. Most Americans know.
There is seven battleground states. Can you go through the battleground states and tell us how tight those races are and where it is now important for him to be present?
Well, in the Sun Belt part of those states, we're doing a little better in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. So she was in Nevada yesterday in Arizona. She was following Donald Trump as he was there. She's going back to Georgia and North Carolina because we have leads in Georgia and North Carolina. And the tightest race is in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So again, that's where the candidates are going to spend most of their time in those states. But Donald Trump's also been to New Mexico this week. He's been to Virginia. May go to Minnesota. Well, he'll drop by when he's in Wisconsin or Michigan. But in the meantime, the key thing is the three closest races are Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
We just had lunch, a beautiful rib, southern ribs. But you continuously have to check your phone. You told me that the president regularly calls you. How is he? Is he upbeat?
He's upbeat. He's positive. He's upbeat. He's doing what he has to do to finish the race. He's not going to be out hustled by Kamala Harris. He'll make more stops. He'll make he'll she has yet she since she was picked as the Democratic candidate, she is yet to hold a press conference. She's not held a press conference. Donald Trump does press conferences every day with the media. So but in the meantime, so he's upbeat, but he's working really hard. He's determined. I've worked with him in two past presidential races, and I knew him before then. And he's the best. He's at the top of his game. He's the best he's ever been, and he's on message. He's on focus. He wants to win. He wants to bring change. He wants to put the country back in the right direction.
Of course, everybody's afraid about voter fraud. We had several voter frauds last time around. Donald Trump still claims the elections were stolen from him. He could never prove it, but it's important to detect it and watch out. Have you heard this time around of any cases of possible voter fraud or irregularities?
Yes. I mean, the Democrats, well, first of all, the Democrats think since they've had an open border policy where they've let in it, over 10 million illegal immigrants have come into the United States the last 4 years. Well, in Virginia, the governor, the Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, found that there were thousands of illegal immigrants on their voting rolls because they give them driver licenses. Mm-hmm. When they have contact with the government, they put them on the voter rolls. So he discovered it. He had them taken off the rolls. The Biden-Harris Justice Department sued the Commonwealth of Virginia to put them back on the rolls. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, where they said, no, the governor has the right to, they're not citizens, they shouldn't be voting. Mm-hmm. And then there was a case last week in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The district attorney in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, she found 2,600 fraudulent voter registrations. And then they also found it in two other counties. Within 5 days, she had her investigators break it. It was a nonprofit that favors the Democrats. And one person had filled out the same forms for 60% of the fake registrations. Mm-hmm. So there is voter fraud going on right now. Mm-hmm. There was a case, you know, possibly in Michigan where they were double counting votes. But unlike 4 years ago, where when you were working with the party apparatus, they were telling you everything was fine. Right now, the Republicans and the Republican National Committee are working to stop this, and that's why this has been discovered, and we're not going to let it happen again.
So are you confident we are going to have a result on Tuesday?
I believe we will. I believe we'll have it. If everything goes as planned, I think we'll have a result on Tuesday night, and it'll be a good result for Donald Trump, but we can't take anything for granted.
Well, John, Godspeed. Before I let you go, I want to just take this opportunity, because you've worked for so many mm-hmm. famous politicians. Benjamin Netanyahu, Viktor Orban, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many more. One anecdote of those many years that you've worked, you know, very carefully and obviously very, very successfully for these people. An anecdote that comes to mind with one of the candidates?
President Trump. When he won in 2016, he called me a couple days before Christmas. And I was stuttering because I said, I got to call you Mr. President now. And I know him for years. And he just was calling to thank me for helping with the election. And I said to him, well, you know, he was telling me it was a huge victory, in his words. And I said, well, actually, it was, you know, we won by only 78,000 votes across three states, Pennsylvania, out of 139 million. And there was 46,000 in Pennsylvania and 22,000 in Wisconsin, 10,000 in Michigan. And he said to me, well, it was a big electoral victory. I said, no, not really. Obama had more electoral votes when he won. And it was quiet on the phone. And I said to him, but it was a historic victory. I said, no one has ever beaten the Republican establishment and then gone on and beaten the Washington establishment. Maybe Andrew Jackson, 1828. And so he said, yep, it was historic. He accepted it. And then first time I visited him in the Oval Office, over his shoulder was a portrait of Andrew Jackson.
Hanging.
General Andrew Jackson, the hero of New Orleans, et cetera, the Battle of New Orleans, and who beat the Seminoles in Florida and all that kind of stuff. But it was hanging over the desk, and all I thought was, I'm glad I didn't tell him the guy won two duels.
So. Let's see who wins the duel next Tuesday. John, thank you so much for your time. I know you're very busy. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Urs. Thank you for taking the time to do this. So, thank you.
So, thank you.